8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got the clouds hanging around again. 17 degrees is where we're at. Coming up, going to be having our weekly conversation with Carrie at Red River Communications. Later on this hour, we're talking with Yoni Fobb. Yoni's coming in about 9:40. Going to be talking about the Wildcats, their football team, NDSES, the Wildcats, of course, in that national championship game in Illinois. That's coming up this Saturday, and Yoni will be in to talk to us about the send-off for that. But right now, got to talk real estate with our two favorite realtors, Steve and Cherry from Action Realty. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Now, we've been talking off air. You both had really good Thanksgivings, right?
Mine was great, yes.
Right.
Same here.
All right. Well, you were on the road.
We were on the road to Des Moines, Iowa. So some time in the car, too, but that's okay.
And in family Thanksgivings, as it should be. That's great.
Yes, it was.
So now are you all done with your Christmas shopping? I've been asking everybody that just to irritate people.
Not even close.
Okay.
Nope, either here.
Okay, good. I'll be doing that too periodically just to get under your skin. Well, it is time to talk real estate and time to talk numbers, and I usually go to Steve for that. What do we got going?
Well, I'd say the market has definitely slowed down, you know, and there's a few listings popping up here and there. A lot of them are on the expensive end, which still remains to be seen what's going to happen there because of the rates. The rates, I think, have kind of plateaued, I hope, and maybe can tickle down a little bit here, I hope, in the very near future. But still, we're up there, and you know, last I checked, 7.25 is a big number in today's world.
Right. So as far as this inflation thing goes, when that starts to roll back, will those numbers drop too?
Does it kind of go
hand in hand, or is it kind of a two separate animals?
Well, you know, the Feds do their thing, and I think in a roundabout way, we're tied to that a little bit. You know, it costs more money for the institutions to borrow from them, which obviously gets passed down to us.
And so
I do watch that a little bit. If that goes down, I'm hoping and thinking that our marketplace for interest rates will go down with them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wait and see here. You know, they're supposed to start tapering off on what their raises are going to be here in the near future. I hope that happens.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eye on that. Hey, I got a question that was actually sent to me last Wednesday before I got out of here to celebrate my own wonderful Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
I got this email to me. It says, I got a question for Steve and Cherry on Tuesday. This comes from Leanne, by the way. 5 years ago, my husband and I were house hunting. We found a house in our price range. The exterior of the house looked good. Foundation was solid and the roof had just been replaced. On the inside, however, we found a lot of little issues. My question, is there a general checklist that realtors follow to check for, close quotes, little issues when first putting a house on the market? She said, by the way, we backed out of the deal based on what they found inside. Is there stuff that you guys look for when you sell a home or when you put a house on the market or when you list it that you walk in the door and on the inside you're kind of looking around for things? Do you have a mental checklist?
You know, I think we definitely do. You know, we have a good idea what's going to qualify for certain types of loans. So if we see, you know, something that's not going to qualify, we'll definitely let the seller know. Or the buyer, you know, depending on who we represent. But, you know, there's always a home inspection that's offered, and that's at the buyer's expense. And that's an extra set of eyes that, you know, they'll go top to bottom through a property and find any issues that it could have.
Okay. So, yeah, there is a checklist to answer Luann's question here. Yeah,
well, definitely. Mentally, I think each of us have that little checklist in our mind, and there's, I don't think, a real actual list, but we try to keep on top of that.
Are you ever disappointed? Because this made me think, and I'll throw this out to both of you. Are you ever disappointed where you look at a home and from the outside, it's beautiful? Like she said, foundation's good, the roof's good, everything cosmetically looks good on the outside. And then you get in the inside of it and you're going, oh. Does that happen? That's got to have, I mean, throughout your careers, that must have happened once or twice.
I think it does happen, but, you know, in the course of the big picture, you know, if the exterior is in good condition, especially if it's like a maintenance-free exterior, if the roof is new, the foundation is solid, the bones of the property are strong.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's some of those cosmetic things maybe that need assistance or... you know, personal preference with paint or whatever. It depends on the type of issues that the property has. But, you know, some of those can be pretty minor compared to what they could be.
Right. Goes along with that song that's out now, The House Don't Fall When the Bones Are Good.
That's right.
I hadn't heard that one.
I always say, yeah, but my front porch is sagging. Seems to get to be there.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, again, Luann, thank you for that question. And folks, if you're out there and you got questions about real estate, buying or selling, ask the experts here. Email us at studio@kbmwnews.com. Always love to get the answer to the questions. Mm-hmm. So, slow time of the year, the holidays, everything kind of... when do you expect this to pick up, or typically when does it pick up then?
Well, you know, you get into the holidays, like you said, Bill, typically from Thanksgiving to Christmas, people are just busy with family stuff for the most part. So you kind of slow down a little bit there. And some of it just has to do with the listings that show up because, again, we're still short in the big picture on listings.
Right.
And interest rates are probably... keeping the houses over $250,000, a little bit slower for sure.
Okay.
But if a decent house comes on right now, I guess I would fully expect it to sell yet at this point in time. So we just kind of get through the winter here. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, things slow down in the winter. And I'll give you a reverse of that. That's probably when some of the realtors go take vacations. And so it slows down because they're gone.
Right, right, right. They're off playing golf in Palm Beach for crying out loud.
Who knows?
Hey, quickly here, you got something kind of cool going on at Action Realty as far as the Christmas season. Sherry, I'll throw this to you. Tell us what you got going on down there.
So we are really excited. We have Shanna in from Cece's Floral. She's opened a pop-up Christmas store, which is called Seasons. She's basically in the front half of our building, and she is decorated to the max
it
for
looks
Christmas.
Great. It
yes.
looks so nice.
Yep. Beautiful gift items. You know, you name it, it's there. So stop in. She's at 419 Dakota Avenue. And she's open Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay. Traffic been pretty good? You have some people in there looking around.
Yep, it has.
Good. Love to hear that. Steve, Sherry, great to have you in. We're out of time. Can you believe that? Goes quick, doesn't it?
It does.
Be well. And we'll talk again next Tuesday, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
Talking Real Estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We do this every Tuesday right around 9:10 here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
He's like a caffeine rush without the crash.
Holy cow!
Bill Dablo, weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
Hoo-ah!
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450.